Good evening, everyone. The front pews are pretty much empty, so if somebody needs a place to sit, you're more than welcome to sit in the front seat. Get the front seat road. We hear about Zebulun and Naphtali. We hear about them in the first reading, and then we hear about them in the gospel reading. So what is it about Zebulun and Naphtali that we're meant to see or experience in some way? Those were two of the tribes of Israel. They were the northernmost tribes, and they were the first to be overrun by the Assyrians. The Assyrians had the idea to conquer the whole world, and so the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, were definitely in their path, and they conquered them. They were degraded. But Isaiah was prophesying, this is 800 years before the coming of Christ, he was prophesying that the land of Zebulun and the Naphtali were going to see a great light, that those who walked in gloom and darkness are going to experience a great light. Have you ever been in a place where there's no light, where you can't even see your hand in front of your eyes? It's kind of scary. We can't see anything. Well, that, in a sense, is kind of a way of understanding this prophecy, that it was very dark because the land had been overrun by the Assyrians. But a light is going to enter into that land, a light that will shine into the darkest corners. So, of course, we call Christ our light. Our light and our salvation. So he's prophesying something about Christ himself. It's Christ who will go into Nazareth, from Nazareth, and establish his headquarters, as it were, there along the sea. And he would call people into this light so that they would no longer have to walk in darkness, ignorance, and sin. You know, when the missionaries go to foreign places and first time people have ever heard about Christ, they're overjoyed to hear the message of love and of peace, of goodness, of life, of a kingdom that will never end. So that's what that first reading is trying to get to, the feelings that people will feel when they see this great light. You know, I've always wanted to have a brother that was a priest. I have six brothers, but none of them wanted to become priests. But we see in the gospel today, our Lord calling two sets of brothers, and he's calling them to work with him. He hasn't told them the whole story, I don't think. And he must have met them before and maybe talked to them before, because it doesn't take long before they decide immediately to abandon everything to follow the Lord. So they were part of those who had to work in this great harvest of souls. But all of us have been baptized, or if we have been baptized, all of us have been commissioned by God to be priests and kings and prophets. That's who we are as Christians. So we're to go out into this world, often a world of darkness, to bring light, to bring Christ himself. So I hope and I pray that at this Mass, the Lord will help us to realize who we really are, our identity in Christ, that we are bringers of light, harbingers of peace and of goodness and mercy.